Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Psst, this is just a bonus. Enjoy your day.
What's up, guys? Ladies and gentlemen, fathers and mothers, grandparents and grandpas, aunties and uncles, thinking about having a baby, people, what's up? Yesterday was rough for me. Not Wednesday, but Tuesday.
Was rough for me.
I just really woke up realizing that my decisions to do this mom thing by any means sounded cool. Up until, like, my 30s, if you want to be honest. Your body with the work demand of living in the U.S. will completely remind you that what you could have done in your 20s, now you're in your 30s, and we're not going to allow that. And it was hard for me to find the want to get up at 5:30, get the girls ready, wash my face, mouthwash, brush my teeth, cook breakfast, help them with their uniforms, do hair, make sure backpacks were closed, make sure they had hats, make sure they had coats, make sure, you know, their dirty clothes got into the dirty clothes hamper, make sure they spread their beds, make sure they lotioned, make sure their lips was in chappy, make sure their ears was clean. Because I was quickly reminded, like, I didn't have these kids by myself. And their dads get to wake up and start their day based upon their own personal schedule without kids included. And I'm not saying what moms do is way harder than what dads do. But I'm just saying, you don't have, if you don't live in the same household as the mother of your children and you're not the main active everyday parent, you don't have to do the things you have to do on top of doing for your kids physically like mothers do. And it's not that I felt unappreciated. On Tuesday, I felt Like, I got the shitty end of the stick. But at the same time, I'm not a mom that would be able to live with the idea that my child is not with me on a daily basis and she lives with her father. And I wouldn't want any of my daughters being raised by a girlfriend. And I just see them sometimes, or I just call sometimes. So it's not even that I would want their position on how they live day to day. But I just have like a vision in my mind of like, if I was a father, how I would make sure where I lived wasn't far from who my kid's mother is. And some mornings we would be cordial enough for me to come in, greet, say good mornings, help her in the process of them getting ready, cooking breakfast, getting them to school, so she doesn't feel like she's the only one that had to do it. And it sounds, that's ridiculous, Chantal. That's not real life. That's not how that happens. But I know there are some parents who co-parent and are not in a relationship together in a romantic way. And they share those mornings and they share the afternoon pickups and they share the sports drop-offs and games, and they share, you know, the week and weekends. And I'm really at a point where, you know, one of my kids are 10 and the other one is 6, and I'm tapped out. I'm already tapped out, and they're not even preteens yet. And that's going to be another level of, I understand why women who are the main active parent, they feel this pressure to find a new relationship and quickly find a reason why this man should live with them and incorporate their romantic relationship and them getting to know someone new with their kids. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to want a relationship for the basis of the fact that I need a partner, I need help, you know? Would it be nice for me to have a healthy relationship with a man who is already a father and understands the demand of the day-to-day? Yes. But I don't want to live with a man who I am not married to and our futures are not planned together just for the sake of having a body, you know? And I would love their fathers to be more active and involved in the day-to-day that comes with them. But I know for Anya's dad, I don't think that's ever going to be possible, because he can't even get him together and he got 3 kids. You know, Anya's 10. This year she'll be 11. And he still can't get it together. And I don't know if he wants to ever get it together. But I can't wait on him to get it together. So this idea that Anya won't experience the full experience of having a father involved bothers me. But at the same time, I take ownership on making that decision. Ignorantly. Is that a word? It's a word tonight. And so when it comes to this idea of how their fathers can be involved to help me, it's not even financial, you know, I know like more money, of course, more money will help anybody, right? But more money is not going to help me when my lower back is hurting and it's hard for me to get up. And I need rest. Like today, I took off today for no reason other than I wanted to not have to be needed for more hours than I'm given. And I wanted to be able to relax. And I couldn't think of, it's so crazy. I couldn't think of anywhere I wanted to be outside that was enjoyable, that I enjoyed. One, because I got bills to pay. Two, because I'm going to be, I'm not going to enjoy being out and about because I know I'm on a clock for my kids. You know, it's one thing for like their fathers to be able to get up and do what they have to do and then have all this time after they do what they have to do what they want to do. I don't even get that. You know, like right now, I'm creating merch for the podcast and I'm recording, but I have a bunch of dirty dishes from dinner in the sink that I gotta wash. I gotta make sure their uniforms are what it needs to be on the couch. I gotta take clothes out the dryer and fold it and put it away. I gotta sweep up under the table from where they ate. And that's something that they don't have to, I'm not gonna say they don't think about, because I know Arya's dad, I talked to him last night about it. And he's very understanding. He was raised by a single mom, so he understands. And the way that he would like to show up for us, as like a parent, he feels bad because he can't physically and he can't financially right now. What he's working on is the betterment of himself, and I don't have any problem with that. I truly believe that if you have kids, no matter how much you may disagree with the other parent, sometimes you want the other parent to be in their best selves as much as possible, because that's going to allow your child to experience their biological parent doing their best and being able to give their best. So he understands that. He understands that I need help and it ain't just financial, you know. But at the same time, how he thinks he can help that, I don't see it happening anytime soon. And it's not me being, pessimistic. It's like me thinking about the reality of it. Like, I don't want to live in Atlanta. And if I move out of this house, God willing, let me knock on wood. Hold on. I want to move into the home that I bought land for. I don't want to move into a house that I'm renting to a house that's in Atlanta with young, ignorant people. That's not in the safe neighborhood with preteens, because their dad wants to be closer. I love the idea of their dad being closer, but I ain't trying to move back into Atlanta. I'm trying to move in a safer, quieter, relaxed neighborhood, you know, more south. And a lot of people hate the idea of being south of Atlanta, but anywhere in Atlanta or north of Atlanta or west of Atlanta or east of Atlanta, you paying crazy guap for not enough space and straight traffic. And I hate traffic. I am a back road mommy, okay? I take back roads to the office. I take back roads from the office, and I enjoy my ride. I am not the woman sitting on the highway for 2 hours because of an accident on 75. I'm not doing it, right? And they just keep building and building and building in Atlanta as if we have the space. And the reality is Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, that shit is full, is done. So they're going to have to push on the outskirts of Atlanta. And my thing is, like, if my funds is not growing or getting bigger, I'm not trying to move back into the chaos when I'm already in a calm. And I love this house. I've talked to the landlord multiple times about if he would want to sell it to me. And I understand that, you know, he's older and he's married. And I believe him and his wife have their properties. They have about 10 properties in like a trust where they can live off of the income that they get from, you know, the rent from all their tenants. And I'm cool with that. But like, if he sold me this house, the way that I would add on to this house and just stay where I am, just for the peace and the convenience of how far it is from Atlanta, how far it is from the airport, and where I can go is perfect. But I really realized yesterday that my experience as a mom could be so much better if I really had a partner. Thank you so much for tuning in to a bonus for Cozy Womb Podcast. This is a podcast about better parenting. If you are a parent or you're thinking about becoming a parent, cool. I love it. But if you're not going to do it for the right intentions, please do not. Either way, if you would like to support this podcast, you can click the link in the show notes and donate directly to Red Circle for this podcast. Or you can visit the Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring and purchase some merch. Or if you would like to do a free supportive thing, you can share the show with a friend, share it with a parent, share it on your social media, or leave a review. Either way, I appreciate it. Now back to this bonus, because it must have been on my chest why I shared.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
That was on the same shit that I'm on when it comes to these kids. And I know marriages are not guaranteed that it'll work out for two people or the kids, but I just feel this parenting shit for me has been lopsided for a very long time. And I realize why moms mentally check out or get to a point where they're just like, call your dad. If you want to live with your dad, let me help you pack your things so you can live with your dad. Not because they don't want to be around their kids, but it's just the mental capacity and the emotional capacity that multiple kids need from you on a daily basis, and it's always you. It's heavy, you know? And I was talking about not always wanting to be a good mom. Not that I want to be mean or not that I don't want to do for them. There's no day that I don't do for my kids, even in their absence, even when my friends may have them or they're with their dad, I'm figuring out, okay, what do the girls need? You know, if I get extra money in my check, do they need more shirts? Do they need more socks?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do they need more underwear? Do they need more polos? I'm buying something on Amazon. Does Anya need more shirts? And for Anya, it's very much me because I can't obligate Ari's dad to do for Anya also, but I know he would love to be that for Anya, but it's just a lot to ask for him right now. It's just, you know, and I feel like I'm doing the best that I can. I know I'm doing a good job, but I'm tired. And I need people to understand that having a good parent for your kids is not a given. It's not automatic. And you shouldn't look at it as an expectation that has to happen, because in that expectation that has to happen, you lose appreciation. And I do not at all feel appreciated by Anya's dad. I never have. A lot of his apologies have always fallen on deaf ears, because for me, you can't apologize to me in words. You gotta apologize to me in action. And it's never been that for him. Ari's dad gets it. And I know he's in a higher pressure situation than I am. But I try to do everything that I can do to move around things. But if I can't move around things anymore and I don't have any other avenue of help, I have to ask him. And he doesn't tell me no. If it comes to, you know, him saying, okay, give me a few minutes, he'll do his best to help me. And I do appreciate it. And I always tell him thank you. He's not selfish when it comes to being a father and showing up and being understanding. I know he would give me his last when it comes to me needing something for the girls. But it's like, I can't duplicate me, and I can't duplicate them. And I understand how some single dads that have kids full time and some single moms just have their days where they just want to give up because the energy is not there. The mental ability is not there. There are some days where some parents just be like, we staying home today. Why? What happened? We staying home today because the emotional, mental, and physical capacity that you have to show up in on a daily for kids to be them their best selves is hard. I know right now with this economy, there's a lot of parents who are not sending their kids to school because they can't afford it. Whether you're live in the city or not. There's a lot of parents who may not have a vehicle because they can't pay insurance or the registration. and they can't get their kids to and from school. And there's a lot of counties that are super strict on how many days your child can miss of school. And, you know, Georgia is not set up like Philly. Philly, you know, my brothers will walk blocks to come pick me up from school. You know, I would walk blocks with my youngest brother to and from school. I rarely got rides to school. I can't remember in no time I got rides to school in Philly or from school. Only in Maryland when my brothers will come from Philly to visit. Sometimes, you know, he will come check me out of school early and I'll spend the weekend with him in Philly and he'll drive me back. But when I think about it, my mom had a village of help when it came to raising us, me and my youngest brother. My oldest brothers were primarily raised in Jamaica with my grandmother and aunts and uncles and other cousins. So their dynamic with my mom is a bit different. I feel like out of all my mom's children, I'm the closest. I'm the one that knows the most, that she's comfortable with telling that she needs something or something's wrong. And it's not even that I don't have people to help me. I do, but at a certain point, you can only ask for so much help beyond your responsibility. And I know these kids are my responsibility, but I also have to have my human moments where I'm just like, I can't do it today. And who shows up when I can't do it today? And that right there is, that's it. I slept for 4.5 hours today. And it felt good. And the crazy part is I'm still tired. I'm still tired. But I'm so glad I thought of myself today. Not even knowing, like, I took this day off weeks ago, not knowing what mood I was going to be in the day before today. And it's so amazing to me on how my vision works. And when I say vision, I'm not talking about sight. I'm talking about my ability to have visions of what I may need in the future or see things in the future before they happen, exactly how they happen, and fulfill my need. It's definitely a gift. And I don't take those moments for granted. But I'm glad I showed up for me today. I'm glad I chose to take that rest instead of go out and shop or go out and just look around at stuff or be somewhere in Atlanta doing something that I didn't have to do. And what's so crazy is today, while I was dropping something off to Goodwill to donate, and I didn't go in. Come on, self-discipline. I did not go in. The repair spot called me and was like, your truck is ready. You can pick it up today. And I was just like, look at that. Because if I was working, I wouldn't even be able to pick up my truck. You know, I want to be able to refill the rental to be able to take it back and pick up my truck. And even though I had to pay rent today and it left me with like $30, because when I did get paid, Last week, I put a lot of money into my savings accounts and the girls' savings accounts. I didn't want to move that money. So I pay my rent today. Tomorrow's the 1st. I'm so grateful that I'm in a position to be able to do that by myself. But at the same time, I gotta use that money.
We need that money.
Oh my God. Don't let my work be in vain. Don't let my work be in vain. I had to stop at my brother's shop and I'm just like, Rich, I have to fill up the gas in the rental before I take it back. And I have to put gas in the truck when I get it. Because I know when I took the truck to them to repair it a month and a half ago, it was on like a half a tank or lower. When I picked up the truck, they had 2 dashes of gas in it. And so my brother gave me some money to be able to put gas in both vehicles and still have some left over. And when I tell you I may not have a father living and well, but I have, my brother has always been a father-ish support system for me. He knows that I'm not going to ask him for anything just to have it. And I appreciate him so much for just being able to give me that ease between like my transitions of doing things, especially when it comes to the girls. You know, I could ask him or my nephews to pick up the girls from school if I can't get there in time. And I appreciate them so much. I can't do what I do for the girls by myself. No one is supposed to do everything for their kids by themselves. And don't feel bad because you have to ask for help. Asking for help is a part of parenting. You have to be real with yourself and remember and remind yourself that you are human. And yesterday was rough. I was venting on IG. I was venting on Twitter. I was venting on TikTok. I was venting on Drake's live. He was like, what's going on? I was like, Drake. But he understood. And I would love more people to be understanding, but I'm happy with the people that I have that are understanding. But I just pray that my life gets easier. I pray that I can have enough help to enjoy the process of parenting, because it is a process. And supporting parents helps them enjoy the process of parenting. Because parenting is an ongoing process, because children have to learn the, what? I'm watching my friend's dogs while he goes away for the weekend. They're not my dogs. Alan doesn't want us to have dogs here. So, don't tell him. But, I'm just watching them for the time being. And, you got to support parents. You're not coming in my bed. I don't do that. Okay? That's out, playa. Relax. all that licking. Just do your best. Remember that you're a parent. You are human. You're not a super dad. You're not a super mom. Yes, you make things happen, but you also need to refresh, reboot, and be revived to be able to show up your best self. Please take your vitamins. Please eat your fruit. Please exercise. I'm about to go take a pain pill for my back because I can feel it already. I think I'm done making merch. I'm going to have a 20% off sale until the 7th on Cozy Moon Shop and Loud Mouth Stereo Shop. So if you want to grab a t-shirt, sticker, hoodie, sweatshirt, they'll be up there. And I hope you guys enjoy Black History Month. And remember to tell the truth about Black history. That's the only way we learn. Our kids learn, and history won't repeat itself. There's a lot of books that are being banned from libraries, schools, and colleges. So if you can grab some of those banned books off of Amazon, it's a great time to purchase banned books and just have them in your home. I have a lot of books in my home that my girls can grab and read at any time. I'm always pro more children's books over more toys. And I think it's very important for children to have books, which are windows to the mind, over having toys. You know, these kids today, they play with toys for about a week and then they're done with it. Please don't throw those toys in the trash. Please donate them or save them for when people are having a toy drive. There are so many kids who just feel left out of the experience of being kids that may not have. But yeah, that's my rant. And just remember, inner peace flows through you, even though you don't feel peaceful all the time. Remember that you are a magnet of good energy and opportunity, and you got to believe that. Do your best, and if you're doing your best, I believe our Creator brings us opportunities to expand and be better. But you got to do your best. You got to honestly put in the work. And I really wish I had someone to do the job of showering me because I am tired and I do not want to shower myself. But I am, because good hygiene is great. Thank you so much for listening to me blab. Go out there and support a parent. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.